You know, I'm reading a book, like you do, on building strong families and everything. And this book says that one characteristic of strong families is that they know their history. Know their history. So I get my kids together. I sit them down to tell them the history of their family, of my family. And they sit, waiting, expectant, for the knowledge to drop, right? But then I start considering that history and what I really know. At best, the most charitable way to put it is that there's a creative interpretation gene burned into our family DNA. Truth, lies, wishes, hopes, dreams all assume the same status. To give you just the smallest window, apparently, my grandmother sometimes collected kids who needed a place to live. Sometimes they stayed, sometimes they didn't, and it's wonderful. I love her for that. But over the years, who's who gets mixed up, and I have full uncles that I am just now learning I'm not technically related to. And did my grandfather really spend 3 years of his childhood mostly living in an actual teepee with Cherokee relatives? It seems unlikely when you say it out loud. But that's gospel. That's sacred family lore. So I tell my kids what I know. I tell them that your great-great-grandfather led a slave revolt and drowned his captors into the sea before turning the ship back around. I tell them that I remember the shine of tears on my grandmother's eyes when she recalled that 3 days after her baby Eddie was born, that he disappeared from the bassinet from where she had just lain him. And all of her relatives, and eventually all of our community, searched for this missing infant from sunup till sundown. And it was not until she prayed to her ancestors and to her Jesus that she thought to cut open the red squash. And when she pried open the gourd, there slept baby Eddie, my uncle. I tell them that your great-great-grandmother discovered the moon. I tell them that you are born of these stories. Remember them like sacred text. They are better than true. They are history. Today on Snap Judgment, we explore the family secrets that bring us together and those that tear us apart. We're calling it the family name. My name is Lynn Washington. And sometimes a lie and the truth are the same thing when you're listening to Snap Judgment.